Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I wanted to, there's one thing I keep seeing popping up over and over again, and I actually was going to, where did I put this? I think I had it in a previous hour. I'm pulling this up. So I'm going to, I have two things here. The first one is, I saw this in Daily Mail. Now, being that it's a British publication, the US version will have, it's basically a lot like just their UK version, except the UK version prioritizes a little bit more British-centric stories on Above the Fold, whereas the US version has a lot more celebrity stuff, but it includes some royal stuff in there too, and they do a lot of US politics. So we had the Blue Origin thing yesterday. William Shatner was sent into space, 90 years old. And then I saw this. They had this headline. Prince William slams the billionaire's space race and said they should focus on fixing Earth's problems first in stunning intervention hours after Amazon chief Jeff Bezos sent Star Trek's William Shatner into orbit. Prince William criticized the race to leave the Earth and said repair this planet was important, and said Jeff Bezos said that this is going to rob from our children's future. I have a thought. I fought a war. All of our ancestors fought a war to not GAF about what royalty over in Britain says. I think it's great that people are using their own money to do this kind of stuff and pushing forward because the government's shown it's incapable of doing so. These are people who think that no discovery, no nothing can be had unless the government leads the way. There are people who are very, very religious and government is their God. So, you know how Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the masses, government is the opiate of the asses.
That's true.
It's true. I think it's whenever him or that ginger, you know, spare talk about this. I just think it's the most privileged thing. I actually do think that that's a privileged thing. I always hate that term whenever it's used to describe people, but this is a guy who grew up in castles. I mean, for the love, he wears a crown. Like, they literally put this on his head. They should be trying to fix and repair the planet. Okay, like what? Why do you think that you have the authority to lecture these people about this, about what they're doing with their money? I'm not a fan of Jeff Bezos's politics, but I don't recall Prince William being there in Jeff Bezos's parents' garage when Jeff Bezos started Amazon, do you? I don't recall Prince William driving around the lending library that Amazon started as when Jeff Bezos first began the company, do you? I don't remember any of that, just like I don't remember Prince William sleeping on the floor of the factory at Tesla the way Elon Musk did when Tesla was growing, do you? Did any of these rich, elitist, white, castle-living, royal British people, he didn't risk anything to be a part of that at all. Because someone is successful does not give you right to jealously lay claim to it. And then it made me think of this thing from here from Elizabeth Warren. Because she had tweeted about this. She said, would you rather see, I'll do it in her voice. She said, would you rather see billionaires take joyrides to space or our country make long overdue investments in childcare, clean energy, and affordable housing? It's time for a hashtag wealth tax. Wait, what? I mean, crazy because I thought, you know, billionaires could do both, number one. And billionaires already pay a wealth tax. In fact, the top 1% pay the majority of all the taxes. IRS numbers that everybody ignores already confirm this. These things are all public. They even put it in a table form for you for easy reading. Make long overdue investments in childcare. Why does Jeff Bezos or any of these other rich people, why are they responsible for paying for my kids? Did they have a choice in me bringing any of my kids into the world? Did you? You didn't? So why the hell should you pay for it? Why? Why is it your responsibility? Why is it your responsibility to pay for someone else's kids? Were you there? Did you, were you all, were, did you all agree to take on and pay for my college classes? No, you didn't. So the whole thing with the college loan stuff. I paid my own way. I don't know why other people can't. All these people saying forgive the loan debt, all this stuff. Did you co-sign that loan? That's like me forcing you to co-sign my mortgage. I mean, that's the thing. This overdue investments in childcare. How about the government give an overdue investment in childcare by stop taking our income and allowing us to have more income to raise our children and also allowing for school choice? You know, if the government spent less, they wouldn't require so much of our money in taxes. Don't you think that that would be a huge investment? Why is government, that's never an option for them? And for everyone who says, well, what? No, if government just stuck to the enumerated powers. And who was it that did this? It was an economist that did it. Gosh, and I think it was Dan Mitchell and Art Laffer that actually had a discussion on this. If government stuck to Article 1, Section 8, and if there must be a tax, just have, you know, like a consumption tax or something. I like the idea of a graduated consumption tax if you're going to have one. Then the government actually reduced its spending to what was called for by enumerated powers, then we would not be in debt. We would actually have a surplus. We would have a budget surplus. They sat down and did the math like 6 years ago, and I talked about it in depth on air, not to relitigate it, but the problem is that whenever there's discussion of an investment, it always means more money from the already overtaxed American citizen. It never means less spending from the government. It never means the government is going to stop taking your money and allow you to use that to raise your children. That's the problem. That's the problem that I and so many other people have with this ridiculousness. Why is that not considered an investment? Because the government wants your money. That's why. They think that your money is their money. And they think that the way to fix the problems that they have caused by overspending and overregulating is by taking more of your money. Just like they think that any problems with climate change can be fixed by taking more of your money. Well, we'll stop the sun from getting super hot with money. Just give us some money. It's like pain and indulgence. Just give us some money. That's it. That's all it requires. It's true. So I think all that, this is such garbage. This, you can't celebrate this. They try to attack people for create. I think it's amazing that a dude started in his parents' basement and he shot a phallus up into space. It's crazy. It's true. I mean, for real, you have all these designs to choose from, and that's the one you go for with your rocket. That's what you pick. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
This is a sad story. This is from New York Post. There was a lot of crazy stuff that happened and is a direct result of what happened with the lockdown. They said suicides among Japanese kids are at a record high during the pandemic. This is such a sad story. This is New York Post and a couple of other outlets here, but they say that suicides in Japan are at the highest that they've been in more than four decades. This is just so sad. They said that it's because of you know, looking at, it's because of looking, you know, the lockdown, looking at lockdown. They said in the story, if their website would stop being stupid, it said that as the pandemic prompted school closings and disrupted classrooms, 415 children from elementary to high school, those ages were recorded as having taken their own lives, according to the Education Ministry survey. The number is up by nearly 100 from last year, the highest since record keeping began in 1974. Of course, suicide has a long history as a way of avoiding perceived shame or dishonor, at least culturally with parts with Japan. And but that's, you know, hasn't been considered anything as part of modernity. But the suicide rate has long topped their suicide rate, the group of seven nations. But they've tried this national effort to bring it down by 40% over 15 years. They had 10 straight years of decline. But now we've seen it an increase. And it's actually more prevalent amongst women than men with this. This is just so, that's so sad. So sad. This was really sad to see. Brett Baer had noted this yesterday, and that the Pentagon reported a 46% spike in suicide amongst the U.S. Army's active duty forces in the second quarter compared to the exact same period last year. That is an absolute crisis. Absolute crisis. There's a, so the more information is coming out about this guy who went on a bow hunting spree, or a, well, bow and arrow terror attack. This killer had been flagged in Norway for radicalization. He already had a restraining order against him after he threatened his father with a firearm. This, he's a Muslim convert. That's how he's being described by police. Anderson Braithen. He's named as a terrorist in Norway. He was a radicalized Muslim convert, and he took his bow and some arrows and went and he was shooting a bunch of people just in and around. I mean, it's just awful. This story is so insane. Just running out through the streets and then shooting people with a bow and arrow. It's just crazy. Additionally, robot dogs are now having assault rifles mounted on their backs. I don't like robot dogs to begin with. I mean, I like dogs, not robot dogs. This is even crazier. The Courier Mail says, this is Australia. If you are fully vaccinated against COVID, the next step to improve your immunity may be to actually catch the virus. Are you okay? Did you sneeze for a moment? You totally jerked in your chair so hard.
A little politically driven epilepsy. Oh, man.
So that's Australia. That's what they're, that's the Courier and Mail. By the way, do you know that suntanning is not, hold up, in Australia is considered an offense, audio soundbite 3. So this is an exchange that legit happened on a beach. Listen.
So I'm Constable Weston from Maroubra Police Station. As I said before to you, sunbathing is not an essential reason to be outside. I'm requesting your identity because I suspect you're committing an offense. You must provide that identity to me, okay? Okay. And we'll investigate further.
For me, sunbathing is not essential.
Sir?
Yeah, Constable Station, Maroubra Police. Just letting you know, our body walking is also recording. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. And your stance as well is the exact same as this gentleman?
Yeah, I agree. You may be potentially breaching the public health order at this point in time.
Okay, do we believe that the public health order is superseding common law? Is it?
Okay, we're not arguing points of law with you. We're acting on the public health order. You need to be outside for an essential reason. You are in a hot spot zone for the COVID virus. Unfortunately, we must enforce that, like, you've got to be outside for an essential reason. Laying on the beach, just having a sunbathe, like, it's not an essential reason to be outside.
I know.
Now, we're going to look further into whether you are committing an offence.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? I would be in jail in Australia. No, my American and anti-authoritarian DNA, and like I said, doesn't matter if you're born here or you become a citizen. Your DNA magically changes. Once you're when you come to America, or you're born and you grow up, you're paying your taxes, you come to America, your DNA changes and you're all of a sudden, you like being left alone. It's amazing. None of us would do well down there with that. Can you imagine? Oh, really? I can't be out here sunbathing, eh? It would not work out well. I can't do an Australian accent. That sounded like a Cockney. I can't. So it's, sunbathing is not considered, he said, an essential reason to be outside. And I don't know if you guys saw this video. I'll include this in my prep email for this evening, this newsletter. because the camera looked kind of around when they were having this exchange. There was nobody around this guy. I mean, nobody around this dude. Nobody. They went, they saw one dude on the beach and they're like, oh no, we got to get him. And they ran out there and then with this, and we're going to check and see. Like, they didn't even know. They just started harassing him and they didn't even know if it was actually actionable. We're going to see what else can be done here. We would not go, man. I would throw sand at him and then run. That's me. Totally. Or be like that one dude, remember in the early days of the lockdown here in the U.S.? And there was a guy on a jet ski and they literally got the National Guard boat out to chase this dude on a jet ski out in L.A. Remember that? Oh, yeah. He was out in the ocean by himself on a jet ski. And it was like watching a really bad version of Miami Vice out in L.A. where they had the National Guard boat chase this dude down and try to corner him. Dumbest thing I ever saw. Dumbest thing I've ever seen. Outside, it's like peak stupidity. Golly, this doesn't make any sense at all. So if that's what, can they now, how are they saying that in Australia? Can't they, if somebody wrote that in Australia, if you can have the, they're not bobbies, what do they call them in Australia? Just police maybe? Okay. If they can come up and aggravate a dude lonesome on a beach, and he was wearing, he had his mask and everything, which is so stupid, outside by himself on the beach. You might get a seagull sick. If you enjoy wine and you're tired of drinking the boring $10 grocery store Strawberry Hill, you need to try the extreme altitude wine that comes from the mountains of Argentina. Imagine pouring a glass with your dinner that comes directly from the highest vineyards in the entire world. That's 6,000 to 9,000 feet. Any higher, and the grapes wouldn't be able to survive. What does all this mean for the wine? A flavor unlike any wine you've ever tasted. Blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry. This stuff packs a punch. And nature does all the work. That means no dyes and no flavor additives. The wine is almost impossible to get in the U.S. The small family producers deep in the Andes Mountains make limited quantity of these bottles. Just getting the wine down from the mountain unbroken and undrank is a challenge. The guys over at Bonner Private Wines have cracked the code to getting these rare wines to Americans. They've cut out the middleman, so you're not going to deal with any big industry markup. Visit conservativewines.com and you'll get top quality extreme altitude wine for about half the price. My listeners get 50% off the wine and 50% off the shipping. No need for a promo code. Just visit conservativewines.com. That's conservativewines.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I can't even deal. Oh, this is NBC 2. Drunk Florida man arrested after scaring kids at the Naples Library. A man was arrested for scaring children at a library in Naples, Florida, while drunk. Officers with the Naples Police Department arrested 38-year-old Joshua Daniel Moss at the Naples Regional Library Monday evening. The manager of the library told officers that Moss was causing a major disturbance and was staring at children that were in daycare. When officers arrived, Moss was howling at the computer, making loud noises, and they noticed he smelled like liquor. He was arrested for disorderly intoxication and taken to the Naples jail center for further processing. This is hysterical. He's at the library and he's scaring the tar out of all these kids because they're, oh my gosh, I just can't. It's funny, but I'm glad. Yes, kids should not be. Oh, it's dangerous. It's just funny though. He had to have been really loud for the kids to get scared. But his mugshot's like, whatever. He just entertains me. Okay, so you remember the guy who caught the gator in the trash can? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Eugene Bozzi, this man is not afraid of nothing. This is in Mount Dora, Florida. So you saw the video of him stuffing a gator in a trash bin while he was wearing slides, right? I love that this is the third news article that mentioned that he was wearing Adidas slides. I'm not kidding. And so now they're like, he should get his own wildlife show. So he, there's a new video where the alligator guy, he's now, apparently now there was a large snake. He caught this ridiculously large snake in a towel while we're in slides. So he said, damn snakes in the house and grass. That's what he apparently said in the video. So he tries to, he's wearing Adidas slides. Apparently they even gave him a shout out on social media. He's mad because I guess his kids are trying to play outside and no kids can play outside because there's gators and snakes and whatever the hell's going on in Florida where they are. And so he gets it. The man uses a towel. I'm watching this video to get this snake. And then he walks away holding it at arm's length. And it's a, I mean, you can tell it's a big snake and it keeps trying to like peek out from the towel. Snakes don't bother me, but I don't like it when you cover them like that. I want to see where all they are because it's just shady. It's a shady animal, man. That animal cannot be trusted. Oh my gosh. Oh, let's see. One Florida man locks a dad and a daughter in a tennis court over a scooter dispute. It's a scooter fight in Kendall, Florida. A Florida man's facing charges after he locked a neighbor and a neighbor's five-year-old daughter in a tennis facility at an apartment complex. He was mad after seeing the father watching his five-year-old daughter while she was riding a scooter on the tennis courts. So the 63-year-old named James Olson is now facing charges of false imprisonment after telling the dad and daughter that it was not allowed there. You can't ride the scooter there. And the victim wouldn't leave, saying he wasn't breaking any rules. But then Olson responded by padlocking both of them inside, according to Miami-Dade police. And then Olson said he was the president of the building, which investigators quickly determined was not true. So he's in trouble. And also, maybe he needed the tennis court. Maybe just be polite, but don't lock people up like that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.